Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I hope that you have been decided about allowing God into your heart and regaining control and access of His temple. You know, I almost said your temple, but you know, if we didn't design something, we cannot take credit for what our hands did not craft. We are not the craftsmen of humankind. There is only one creator that could design man in His image, in His likeness. So we give God the honor and praise this day for allowing His image bearer to come forth. I am an imprint of God. I am God's, you know, truth that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose, not the purpose that I have had for my life many of years. I had to willingly lay my life down and say, God, whatever it costs me, I will give it all to Thee with great submission, because I remember when it was me at the throne. It was me begging out to the Lord and say, Lord, heal me from this depression. Heal me from this anxiety. Because when I was crying out to God, there was not a epidemic of, you know, psychiatrists and psychologists on the earth speaking of mental health. So I had no idea that what was going on with my body. There was no one in my family that went to a mental health specialist that was, you know, sharing dialogue about mental disorders or anything like that. But I knew that inside of myself that I was not who I once was. And in that knowing, I had to go back to what my grandmother taught me. And she taught me that God can deliver any man out of any trouble. And so because I believed in a seed sown to a young girl in my, still I'm a young adult now, you know, in her 30s, I believe that God is doing a great thing on the inside of me. And because I am a recipient of God's healing power, I sit here today to remind you of the God I serve. God is so good because not only did He heal me almost 7 years ago from depression and anxiety, I am still sustained in that healing power, because I continue to claim it by proclaiming God's name. You know, I'm not one of the ones that allow God to bless me and forget what my good God has done. I'ma go tell it on a mountain that God can do the impossible. Come on, somebody. So if you're needing a healing today, hallelujah, under the sound of my voice, you are here. You are hearing from a healer, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. So therefore, no one shall be around me and not be able to claim their healing this day. And so I believe for it, only if you believe for it. Today, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit and I, because I have to give credit to my best friend, the counselor, the one that remained on the earth, one third of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. He walks with me with great honor. And I want to make sure that I never have you look at me. I want you to look at the Trinity and see what they're doing with a child that was born into wickedness. My, oh my, how they have made a change. And so I want to make sure that we give credit where honor is due. And the Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for my portion. Now, as I share with you all what it means to have a portion of God's promise, to have a portion of God's inheritance, that is a great news. To say that no matter what today looks like, God is my portion. And what does that mean, honey? that every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. What's refuge? Shelter. I don't just go and speak about God. I live in God. I live in God to where he can inhabit the praise. So God can open the door of my heart, open the door of my mind, open my eyes, open my ears, and he shall find himself inside of me. Why? Because I have come to know God, to be a God that cannot lie, to be a God that's flawless. I have known God to be a shield for those that take shelter in him. So I don't want to add to anything that God is doing outside of his word of God, because that will prove me to be a liar. And there is only one master on this earth that lies, that's full of schemes. And I shall not have the same identity as Satan. Okay, so as God is giving me my portion of holiness, of righteousness. Now get this, I'm not righteous because I make every decision a sound decision like Jesus did. I am righteous because a righteous God, come on somebody, a God without sin, a God without blemish, died for me on that cross and in the blood of the Lamb. God chose me to make me righteous. So I can't even be righteousness on my own, but I can be righteousness when God chooses to make me righteous. And righteousness is my portion. Holiness is my portion. Teaching is my portion. Communication is my portion. So with all those things, I am the highest value in any room, because I'm not led by my own motives. I'm led by the will of God. And so if it's God's will for me to steward well my communication, steward well my holiness, steward well my righteousness, then it is so. How do I do this? Is by privately repenting, confessing, announcing when I go astray, publicly telling strangers when I am battling with something. Because that right there, in that humility, it lets me know that God is not finished with me yet. And it keeps me from adopting a Pharisee spirit and say that I am all knowing, and keep me away from self-righteousness. See, Jesus wasn't self-righteous. He didn't have to, his motivation wasn't to be like, I have a purpose in my mind and heart to not sin so I could be better than man. See, Jesus had a right view of who he was from the beginning. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. So why would he come to earth to prove to you that he's God? No, he came to earth as God, presenting himself as a king. See, there is a difference between the sons and daughters of God. We don't wait for the world to affirm us. We don't wait for a title to affirm that we are chosen. Come on, somebody, because we already received our portion. When we were at the altar, we received our portion. When we got baptized, we received our portion. We are already walking with grace, power, glory for such a time as this. So, my portion is that I know that I know that I know that God lives. And so in this knowing, we're going to talk about the portion And I'm going to tell you what my portion is, because a lot of us are praying for, you know, material things or things that we think that will add value to us. I'm telling you, God is my valuable asset. If I get nothing else on earth, I have gained it all. I have the wisdom to see that I am nothing apart from God. So anything else on earth can't serve me the way that Jesus did on that cross. So my eyes shall stay on King Jesus, because I know in my heart I don't need nobody else, because ain't nobody gonna do me like Jesus. So let's break this down. What does a portion look like, honey? We can go into Proverbs chapter 30, and we can review verses 8-9. And it reads, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread." See, when I sometimes go into church, there is a falsehood. I'm talking about the building, because sometimes we forget that God is flawless. Come on, somebody. We forget that God is the shield for some of us. And it should be for all men and women walking this earth. Because again, we did not create ourselves. When we have a heart of pride, we forget to thank God for breath. All of us should be letting out a praise to God only, right? Because God is the God that keeps falsehood and lies far from us. So if I go into a building, if I go into a church house and there's falsehood there, do you know that that disrupts my spirit? It disrupts my spirit that man will push forth their agenda and not God's agenda. It breaks my spirit how hungry we are for titles, how hungry we are for authority. I wish you all could feel what happens inside of my body before I sit down to speak on this podcast. Every time I come on here, I was like, "Lord, you have to fill me up, because how can I speak to people around the world? How does that even make sense for you to think of me in such a way, to use me in this hour? Because our words are so powerful. But God is so profound that he believes in his deliverable from the Holy Spirit to give me an exchange from heaven so that I can speak on this microphone on earth and speak only God's truth and allow it to be a flawless sound. Why? Because God has kept falsehood and lies from me. Falsehood and lies to tell myself that I am nothing without a title. To tell me that I'm nothing without a husband. That tells me I am nothing without this friendship circle. To tell me that I am nothing without being a mother. I was somebody before I was in my mother's womb. And then after it says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me, give me neither poverty nor riches." See, this is the difference between me and other Christians. I don't go to the Father demanding that God gives me something because I don't know where I am in this faith walk. Because the very thing that I could be asking God for is the very thing that I could be the one thing that pushes me far away from God. So I'd rather say, "Lord, let me worship and praise you for what I do have." Because if I have a heart of gratitude, if I have a heart to rejoice evermore, if I hear me being thankful, see me being thankful, and I can feel it out that I have a heart of thankfulness, then I can ask God for something. But if I am complaining about what God has already done, why would I ask God for increase? Because my only ask is not to be in poverty. Because God's word says, there has not been a righteous man forsaken or begging for bread. So I shall not be a person in poverty. But it also says, give me neither poverty nor riches. Don't give me riches if I'm not ready for it. Give me poverty if I need to think up and look up at God's abundance. Remove the riches if I lose humility and pick up pride. But I don't care to have either or, because the focus is to make it all about God and to remain in his shelter. That's why you can say stuff like that. A lot of people are just like, I need to get rich. I need to get rich for what? The only reason I need riches is to sow back into the kingdom. That's so I can sow generously back into God. The focus, my focus is God's focus. It says, but give me only my daily bread. What is my daily bread? My daily bread is my portion. I don't want to feast on anything that's not even kingdom. Because my eyes can see the hurting. It's not fun to be in suffering. And because you lack the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of what seeking God truly means, I get to see you self-sabotage yourself out of God's, you know, mercy for your life. God will auto-correct your life. His plan is not to disown you. God is not here to steal your future. God is asking for him to be your portion. And when he becomes your portion, all that you desired can't even meet God's expectations for you. Because he wants to do exceedingly above that desirable thing. That is why I am able to come here, because I know on this podcast, when I have the butterflies in my stomach, I'm like, oh God, we're like 42 episodes in. Do you still have something to say? God said, I'm everlasting to everlasting, honey. This is what I do. This is who I am. And because this is who I am, this is what I want you to tell the people in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then, come on somebody, you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. So I go forward with the Lord before I see this podcast make it to the stage and I have a live audience. And, you know, you all would think, honey, how did you get that podcast? How did you get the audience? Because God is my portion. My portion wasn't the audience. Come on, somebody. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not asking God for man. I'm not asking God for material possessions. I'm asking God for more of him. I'm asking God to fill me up, because the more I'm filled up, when you enter in the room, you may not have a heart for me. You may not have a heart for my success. You may not have a heart for my abundance, but because I am so in the Lord and being perfected in holiness and have been gifted righteousness, that when I see you, I can rebuke you and keep going. That when you try to trick me out of my spot, that you become the trick. That when you stand up in that room, you think that you're exploiting God's kingdom with ruin, but actually you are exposing yourself. I care to be that pure that when it's time to have the live audience and people come in and they're against God's agenda, because you're not against me. You don't even know me well enough to be against me. But you're coming against my portion. And you might think that my portion is the increase. Oh, come on, somebody. My portion is God. So what you don't see is the invisible God that lives within me, because God is my refuge. But what you can see is the plans that God has for me, because you are now standing in the promise of God. Come on, somebody. Guys, this podcast is a promise of God. This is my portion. There was a lot of people when I was on episode one, probably did not believe that I would be on episode 42. But here I am, because I showed up. Oh, God said the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty. And I showed up. And when I showed up, God is not a liar, so he's keeping his promise. Because I know the plans that God has for me, that's to prosper me and not to harm me. So even though the greater I become, I remember that God's plan is not to harm me. So when I see people try to come up against me, I know that they are self-harming. Oh, gosh, they are delusional. Because come on, somebody, no one has defeated God. Did you hear me say it, darkness? No one has defeated our King of Kings. Our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Everything bows to the God I serve. The big G God, not an idol God. The one and only. Because God has come to give me a plan, and his plan is in his written word. And in his plan, I have a hope and a future. So because I know I have a hope and a future, God told me to do this thing this day. And so here I am doing what God asked me to do. So when I get to the stage with the live audience, I'm not doing it for the audience. Come on, somebody. I'm doing it for God. That's my portion, because I have done it in private. And now anything I do in privacy, oh my gosh, I get to come and do it publicly before the people. But guys, all of this is silent worship. This is sacred worship. I was doing this before I got on the microphone. I was doing a private press with God in my home, in the sanctuary, in the public squares. I've been proclaiming the gospel for a very long time. And I'm not tired yet. So I am soon to be 7 years with God in October. And you know what? It was in my sixth year that I got a microphone. Come on, somebody. Are you really ready to be a laborer? Because God is not going to give you a microphone before you're ready. Come on, somebody. You have to be the light on the hill. You have to be prepared to be the salt on the earth. Because you know how so many people try to come and ruin my reputation? You better go back and listen to this podcast. I've been tried and tried again. I am now faced with something coming after my portion, which is job security. But newsflash, the kingdom is always hiring. I don't need a man guarantee. I need a God guarantee. And I know that God has a plan for me to give me a future and a hope. And so I stand in agreement with that, because I know then I will call on him and pray to him, and God will listen to me. And see, that is my portion. God listens to me. God listens to the prayers of his righteous man. So I'm not just doing these things just so I can just be doing these things. I'm doing these things because I am a recipient of God's blessings. Y'all, it is an honor to connect in with you. If this is your first time tuning into this Here to Grow podcast, I encourage you to go listen to a different episode. I encourage you to invite another friend into the private press, this kingdom press, because it is a beautiful experience to see God unfold on earth as it is in heaven. Let's give a round of applause to the Holy Spirit for equipping me and training me up in righteousness so that I don't depart from it and go the way that God is asking me to go. And if you need a reminder, I am God's queen, lady, honey. I belong to the kingdom. And in closing, I like to freestyle to let God know how much he means to me. Father, thank you for being my portion control. Because when I think I'm in control, I'm really out of control, out of my mind. So I grab you this time, this moment. I open my heart to allow you to surround my territory. God, when I look for me, I shall be gone, because you are my happiest home. Listen as I speak, because God, I only want to ask you for my portion. And whatever I'm ready for, I ask that you release it and cover that blessing with your glory. And God, for my sisters and brothers on the other side, I say that we shall receive our portion in the now. And it is so. Guys, I am God's queen, and it is a pleasure to speak into your life. Y'all be well, stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.